We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on 91.5 FM WMIE right here in Cocoa, Florida. My name is Bob Arthurs, and you are listening to the Refresh radio program, and I pray that you had a marvelous, marvelous weekend, that you are ready for whatever God has for you this week. You're ready to walk in the love of God and walk in the light as a child of the Most High God. And so we want to thank you for tuning in as we try and help equip you to accomplish those goals. And so today we want to start off by saying thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And they are based here in Rockledge, Florida, go all throughout the Space Coast. They can keep you cool in Palm Bay or Barefoot Bay. They can keep you cool in Mims and Scottsmore. They can keep you cool in Cocoa Beach or all the way to the Orange County line. Wherever you are, they can come to you and they will treat you well. Give them a call at the office there, 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and you will have found yourself a reliable and faithful air conditioning repair company, an electrician, and it will make your life easier going forward, not having to wonder, are these people taking advantage of me? Is this person being upfront with me? Are they telling me the truth? You can take all of those variables out of the equation with Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538. So we have been talking about that you are the light of the world out of Matthew chapter 5, and every day we creep closer to the end of this little segment about us being the light of the world, because Jesus is the light of the world, and we get to reflect his light. And right now we are in Ephesians chapter 5. We were primarily focusing originally on verse number 8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. That's where we ended on Friday. And verse number 11 goes on and it says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So we noted in earlier broadcast how there are three manifestations of the concept of walking in this passage. There is walking in love in verse number 2, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. And we contrasted that or compared that with the same mandate that is given to husbands in verse number 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for. So there is a walking in love. There, listen, if you and I do not have God's love dwelling in us, if that is not the lifestyle with which we live day in and day out, we are falling short of what God would have for us. And I don't know about you, but I've never liked falling. I've never liked falling short, and I never wanted to disappoint God. So, and then in verse number 8, it says, walk as children of light. So as I was preparing over the weekend to come in for this broadcast, it says here in verse number 8, walk as children of light. And then verse 9 is a parenthetical portion of Scripture. It says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out, the parentheses ends there, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. We have talked about that. Verse number 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. And I was like, wow, I didn't pick up on that the first 18 times I went through this passage of Scripture getting ready for this. And there is a direct contrast between the fruit of the Spirit being fruitful and the barrenness or unfruitfulness that comes from living in darkness. It is not just the atmosphere that we live in. You know, there used to be a thing, a philosophy, a theory that said once you got down so deep in the ocean that you wouldn't find life any place deeper than what the light could penetrate. Well, that has since been disproven. Now, I'm not sure you want to find everything that is down there, because there are some pretty large things. There are some pretty intimidating things. There are some pretty violent things down there. But I will tell you this. There is an entirely different type of life that lives in darkness than what lives where the light is. But it's not just atmospheric. You know, it's not like, well, do you like the lights on full blast, or do you like the lights subdued, or do you like the lights off? It's more than just an atmosphere. In verse number 11, it talks about the unfruitful works of darkness. Darkness goes to work in your life just the same way that light goes to work in your life and my life. I'm so thankful that Jesus just didn't move into my heart so that he could prop his feet up on the recliner and just have a nice and comfortable place to live. I'm thankful that he's just not squatting in my life. He holds the title deed to it. He is the owner, but he's not looking to kick his feet up and take it easy for 60 or 70 years. That's not why he comes to live in your heart or my heart. He comes to work in my life. He comes to work in your life. He comes to make us fruitful. That's why we need to abide in the Spirit. And we've already talked about the fruit of the Spirit out of Galatians chapter 5. So I don't want to go back and repeat all of that. But the only way that happens is the Spirit of God and the light of God working in our life. And we'll talk a little bit more about how that comes to everyone's attention. But the fruit of the Spirit goes to work in all goodness. Okay, so there is never a bad motive. There's never a corrupt motive. There's never a disingenuous act that he does in your life and my life. He's always working things together for the good of those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. And so it says, walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness, that is in right standing with God. You and I, we need to realize every day that we're going on, how is this going to impact my standing before God? I don't work to be saved. I work because I am saved. I don't work to earn my salvation. But there are things that I should not be doing. And so it goes on. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. So he works so that there is an integrity, so that there is a soundness that is more than just superficial. It's more than just the top of the surface. It doesn't matter how deep you dig, how many layers you peel back, you continue to find the same core values over and over and over and over again. Okay? You are the same in public as you are in private. You are the same in a group as you are by yourself. You are the same inside the church as you are outside of the church. That is what the Spirit of God is looking to create in us as a lifestyle that we will walk as children of light. But let's flip that over just a minute and look at this, that where it talks about, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Okay? And so darkness works in your life, and it works in my life, not to make us fruitful, but to make us unfruitful. Why? Why would the enemy try to prevent you and I from bearing fruit and bearing fruit that will last? Well, you see, every piece of fruit has in it a seed. It has multiple seeds many times. And there is an exponential impact that is locked inside that seed. And so if the devil can come along and he can, because of the darkness that we have in our life, remove fruitfulness in our life and replace it with barrenness, it has future impact on the kingdom of darkness. That means that there is going to be less opportunity for light to shine. And I will tell you this, we are living in a day and time where it has never been more important than in right now for the children of the Most High God to let their light shine. If we do not do it, if we do not live as children of the light, if we do not walk in the love of God, if we do not, and this is the third reference in verse number 15 we're not going to talk about, if we do not walk circumspectly, which means to walk diligently and exactly and walk as perfectly as we can, if we do not walk in wisdom, we may never get another opportunity to do that once again. Make no mistake about it. The enemy works in people's lives not to bring a temporary season of unfruitfulness, but a permanent condition of barrenness. And that's not what God wants. And so Paul admonishes the Ephesians here. He says, have no fellowship with them. Have no koinonia. Don't enter into covenant with the unfruitful works of darkness. And it says, but rather expose them. Okay? So what we tend to do as humanity is, if we have an area of barrenness, and I'm going to put this in a horticultural sense here just a minute, and that is, if we have a centerpiece, or maybe your Christmas tree. Let me go with Christmas tree right now. If you have a Christmas tree, and most of the tree looks, you know, plush and it looks full. It's a, you know, if it's an artificial Christmas tree, if it looks plush and it looks full, and yet you've got one spot and it's a place where the needles have fallen off, and you look and it sees a great big hole. Maybe that's because your dog climbed up into the tree like our dog did, or maybe it's because your cat climbed up in the tree, or maybe it was because of the way it was positioned, and now you've got this great big barren spot. What do people do with a plant where it looks full, but there's an empty spot, there's a barren spot? What do people do? Well, they position that spot that is barren to where nobody can see it. It doesn't change the reality that the place that is empty or barren is still there. It is just an attempt at concealing it. You will see sometimes guys will try and do this with their hair. When I was in retail, if we happened to have sold out of a particular shoe and now the shelves were a little barren, we tried to cover up that barrenness as much as we could. Humanity is wired according to our fallen nature to try and expose or to try and cover up places that are barren. And once again, I'll say this. The intent behind concealment is to make sure that nobody knows that it's there. But it doesn't change the reality. What about our personality? What about our spiritual condition? You know, it says about Samson that when he had finally revealed his secret to Delilah, and she went and told those people that said, hey, we're going to make you rich with this, it said that Samson went out as he had before, and he didn't realize that the Spirit of God had left him. One of Eli's daughter-in-laws, the day that she gave birth to Eli's grandson was the day that she found out that her husband and her brother-in-law had been killed in the battle, and she named the son Ichabod, which means the glory has departed. There are certain things that we can't afford to have as barren as places of barrenness in our life, and the darkness doesn't want that to be an isolated condition. The darkness wants to work in your life and my life to multiply places of barrenness. And so the Spirit of God says, okay, I want to undo what the sin nature is tempted to do. I don't want you to just do a spiritual comb over. I don't want you to just attempt a display masquerade. I don't want you to try and hide the problem. I want you to deal with the problem. And how do you deal with unfruitfulness, spiritual unfruitfulness? How do you deal with marital unfruitfulness? How do you deal with physical unfruitfulness? How do you deal with financial unfruitfulness? Well, what Paul writes is he says, don't hide the reality. Expose that reality. What do you expose it to? Do you expose it to the whole world that is also going around in a spiritual drought? Do you want to expose it to other people who, you know, your barren place is going to make them feel better about their barren place, or theirs will make you feel better about yours, but in actuality, both of them are barren, both of them are unfruitful? No, you don't expose it that way. What you do is you expose that situation to the light that God said, hey, this is what I have to say about that situation. You do realize that the God who lives inside of you is the same God who had his Spirit hover over the darkness and the chaos and the void and said and speak, let there be light, and bam, there was light. And all of a sudden, there's life that is on the scene of all sorts of varieties and all sorts of nature, natures, and pretty soon man comes along and he says, go forth, be fruitful, and multiply. Okay? And so God begins to work in the situation. You begin exposing the barren places of your life to the light of God's word and say yes to correcting those things. And all of a sudden, you are going to find that God is going to make that desert place, that barren wilderness, he's going to make it blossom and bud and be fruitful. It's what God does. It's what he does. It's who he is. It's what he's always wanted for your life. And so I just encourage you to expose the areas of your life to the Word of God. Expose yourself to fellowship with God's saints. you would be amazed. I've been amazed at the number of things that I have learned from other believers. I was doing a mentorship. I taught in the district school of ministry. I've told them that I'm going to need to take a break from that for this coming January. But I've taken people through mentorships, and I walked with someone through the entire process. Part of that was I had to review their sermons, which was pretty difficult when I'm preaching on Sunday morning and they were preaching someplace else. And so we had to come up with a creative solution. And so they brought a tape of their preaching, and I got to listen to it. And I was like, whoa, that's an excellent sermon. I wasn't saying that from a grading standpoint. I was talking about that's a powerful word. I've got a man in my church, and I will never forget the time that he stood up on Wednesday night and was teaching a lesson, and I was like, that's a powerful word. And times when I've had Sunday school teachers and they shared something, and it's like, that's a powerful word. Or here a couple of weeks ago, my own daughter, she had come back from her missions trip in Honduras, and she shared about her trip, and then she shared a message that God had laid upon her heart. Normally she teaches or preaches to the youth, but that night we had a combined service between the youth and the adults, and I was like, that was a phenomenal word. It wasn't a phenomenal word because I was a proud dad, I am, but it was a phenomenal word because it was a phenomenal word. And you and I, we can benefit from the light that God has shown into other people's lives, and it may have an impact on a barren place, on a bald spot, in our own spiritual life. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to listen. If we are terrified to expose something in our life to the Word of God, I can tell you right now, there is a sin problem with that thing. Whether it is a sinful act or not, there is a sinful attitude, and we need to be even more diligent about dealing with that than ever before. I don't want to keep anything in my life from being exposed to God's word, to God's presence. Okay? So, it says, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. And so he says, listen, there's a lot of things that we don't even want to talk about. How many of you have ever had one of those situations where you knew you needed to have a conversation, but you didn't want to have the conversation? It was going to be a humiliating conversation for you. And the reality is, all of us have had issues. The Romans says all have fallen short of the glory of God. Every single one of us. I may have fallen in areas that you never fell in. There are many who have fallen in areas that I didn't fall in. It's, you know, the truth of the matter is, it is not whether we fell into the same pit. We all fell into a pit. And we all needed Jesus to come and rescue us and get us out. There are certain things that we shouldn't even be having to discuss. It says, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, and whatever makes manifest is light. He goes on and he says this, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. How do we expose things in our life? Every parent, every parent that I've ever been around has done this. Listen, when my kids were growing up, they're all grown now. Some of this stuff is still in place, but my son wanted to black out every inch of sunlight. His bedroom happened to have a window that was exposed to the east, and so as soon as the sun would come up, there would be sunlight that would be coming in, and he's like, I don't want any light coming in. And so he put as many things in place as he could to try and keep all of the light out. The reason being was he didn't want to wake up when the sun started shining. And I can echo that sentiment as well. You know, there are places in the world that during portions of the year, the sun never stops shining. The only way that you know it's time to go to bed, you know, in fact, I heard during one of the golf tournaments here not too long ago that you could tee off at something like 7 o'clock at night and you could still get 18 holes in by the time the sun was going down, 11 or 11:30, something like that. He said, yeah, there are some golf tournaments that don't even start until way late in the evening. There's they talked about a golf tournament that it was 72 holes. It started at like 5 o'clock in the morning and ended at like midnight. But the entire purpose of trying to keep that light out was to try and stay asleep, to try and make it just a little bit easier to stay in that catatonic state and say, I just need some more sleep. Can I tell you something, church? It's time that we wake up. It is not time for us to be sleeping spiritually. It's not time for us to be pretending like the world is just going to get better on its own. The world is only going to get better when Jesus Christ, the light of the world, shines in our heart and our life, and we walk throughout our community as children of light, and we bear witness to the light, and we live as the light, and we produce fruit like people of the light, and we say, you know what? What God has done in my life, you see, I used to have barren spots. I used to have problems, but God came in, and he made me fruitful. He made me a blessing to the kingdom of God. He blessed me so that I would be a blessing. And guess what? He can do the same thing for you. You don't have to go into all of the gory details of your testimony. The truth of the matter is, you just need to say, you know what? I had an unfruitful place, and God came in and used it for his glory, and he'll do the same for you. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, tell my praise to you. It's like a